First the Russians, then the Jews. Some of us remember the start of it all, our ears pressed to Radio Free Europe, then running along the pest with makeshift placards, and the cry of the crowd when the soldiers threw off their military shirts to march with us. And others remember the late night celebrations, fucking with a stranger in an upstairs room, lights and gunfire strafing the night, and saying that nobody, of all the millions of people in the world, was doing any better than what we were doing right now. And others remember Harun Anish, when the cry went up to get the Jews, stone their shop windows. And a few of us tried to stop the crowd from hanging a boy at the back of the gymnasium, tried to pull the chains from their hands, but the crowd was chanting, "Auschwitz is too good for you," and the boy stood still, terror in his eyes, and though some of us said they knew nothing of this, and the uprising was our finest hour, still the nightmares came, and a truck on the street, a milk truck, could rattle us from sleep, and we woke upright in the dark, and had to tell ourselves, now we are refugees, now we live in the West, in Holloway Street. And some of us were calmed, but others felt remorse and wondered what overtook them that day at the gymnasium when they, who had suffered so much, now joined the crowd to see another suffer so.